Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We're joined by Steve Geller, our triple option segment. And Steve and I were talking about this 60 years ago today. Man, Goldfinger. Man, who hasn't watched that on television? Sean Connery and Goldfinger got released in the movies. Man.
Always I've loved the name of the girls in all the movies that they came up with. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's the most watched Bond of any of the James Bond movies. It was Goldfinger. Steve, you first.
Guys, I'm going to pile on to poor little Bryce Young. He got blindsided on and off the field, apparently. NFL insider Jordan Schultz reported that Young was very shocked at the Panthers' decision to bench him at quarterback. Quote, it came out of nowhere, a source told Schultz. Now, this decision shouldn't be too much of a surprise. The Panthers are 0-2, and they're getting outscored, guys, 73-13. Young has just 245 passing yards in two games. No passing touchdowns, three interceptions, and his quarterback rating 44.1, the worst among starters. So, enter Andy Dalton. The guy can't catch a break. He's always there to be
a rifle.
He's always there to be a backup to somebody. Then ends up the starter.
How about that,
guys? Charlie? Real quick before I get to mine with Bryce Young, this is something that I didn't get to bring up yesterday when we did triple option. Bryce Young has a 9.1 QBR through these first two games. By the way, leading the NFL in QBR, Derek Carr with a 96.2. How about that?
It's ain't getting all them calls and texts about, man, Derek Carr got to be on the bench.
So you go from Derek Carr at 96.2 all the way down to Bryce Young at 9.1. Guys, the second worst is Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams, we would all agree, has gotten off to a brutal start to his career. 24.2.
Not accurate.
But 24.2, that's the gap between Caleb Williams, who's the second worst.
Where's Jaden in there?
Jaden's in the around 20. He's at 46.8 so far. But, I mean, Jaden's running capabilities have been well on display early on in his
career.
So, but, yeah, as far as just overall QBR so far, guys, Bryce Young hasn't just been the worst QB in football. He's been the worst by a pretty wide margin. So, ultimately, it's probably the right decision to bench him. But the optics of, you know, making this gigantic move up to number one overall to get your QB of the future,
right,
and then you just give him a terrible hand with organizational failures with the amount of head coaches and different play callers he's dealt with.
To the owner himself, David Tepper.
Such a nice guy.
I do want to talk more about Bryce, but we'll get into that later. I'm going to stop rambling and get into my triple option segment. Steve, you sent this to me earlier. Our friends at D1 Baseball released their top transfer pitchers for the 2025 season. LSU's got a few of them, guys. If you're looking at as far as the top 85 list that was released today, the Tigers have five LSU pitchers in the top 16 of the ranking. Anthony Ianson, the pitcher from UC San Diego, is the number one overall transfer pitcher, and Jay Johnson went and scooped him up out of the portal. Chandler Dorsey came over from USF is number six. Zach Cowan from Wofford is number 11. Devin Sheeran, who came from Mount St. Mary's, a guy that was, you know, under-recruited, but then he just sprouted 6 inches in college, and now he's gigantic and dominant, is number 15. And then Jacob Myers from Nicholls State is number 16. So not only do they just have five of the top 85 transfer pitchers, they have five of the top 16. I think that the LSU pitching staff in 2025 is going to be pretty, pretty good, guys.
I would hope so. Guys, we talked about Goldfinger. 60 years ago today, get released at the movie theaters, but 57 years ago today, first regular season game ever for the New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
And on the first play, John Gilliam takes it back 94 yards for a touchdown. And, man, you thought, I know as a kid, they were 5-1 in the preseason. That's when they played six preseason games. Man, is it going to be this easy? Well, that was pretty much they had three high moments in 20 years. We had Dempsey's 63-yard field goal, and then Archie Manning on the first game he ever played on the final play scored against the Rams. Los Angeles Rams were really good on defense. They had the fearsome foursome, and they were able to win. So three plays, so to speak, in 20 years, but the first one, Gilliam's 94-yard touchdown run on the kickoff, and Dean Kleinsmith, he cleans up on this. Because the first actual play, Bruce Gossett, the kicker for the Rams, he kicks the ball out of bounds. So they move it back 5 yards, and then he kicks it to Gilliam. So, man, you know, I don't know how much money Dean's cleaned up on that, but that was actually the first play. But the first actual play, somebody touched the ball in a game, regular season game, John Gilliam, 94 yards. Man, John, and I told him the last time I saw him, man, he's cleaning up with this. He's going to all these card shows and autographing pictures and jerseys, you know, Saints stuff. And so 57 years ago today, and that was some bad football in them first 20 years. Man, boys, if we were doing sports talk, we'd have these lines lit up every day.
I was going to say, what was Saints fans like then just with the new franchise? Were they just
thrilled.
Excited? I was
going to
say.
Just thrilled that they had gotten an NFL franchise a year after the Falcons had gotten one, a year after the Dolphins had got one in Miami. And you could see Roselle's vision was, I want to go to the South. And it was really kind of started by the interest he saw in people's love of college football.
Right.
And his deal is, let me bring it down south.
Smart man.
And so that was the deal that, man, he said, it's going down there. And it was a kind of a deal with, you know, politicians in the state of Louisiana getting that antitrust law passed. And it's always a deal somewhere. And that's how the Saints got the franchise for New Orleans. So John Gilliam, first actual play, because actually the first play, Gossett kicks the ball out of bounds. But the first actual play, John Gilliam, 94 yards for a touchdown.